Question 6. Practice 2. Lecture. Listen to a lecture. Fill in the missing information in the notes.
Okay, class. Most of you know that some of our favorite beverages, like coffee, tea, and cola, contain caffeine. However, many people are not aware exactly how much caffeine each of these products contains. In fact, you might be surprised at just how much caffeine you consume each day. We all know that coffee has caffeine, right? Generally, freshly brewed coffee has about 100 milligrams of caffeine per cup, and instant coffee has about 65 milligrams per cup. Although some may not realize it, decaffeinated coffee actually does contain some caffeine, though much less generally, 2 to 4 milligrams per cup. Remember, though, these amounts are just for one cup. Many of us drink 2 or even 3 cups of coffee in the morning. That could be 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine just in the morning. Keep in mind that the generally accepted limit of caffeine per day should be less than 500 milligrams. Now, what if you have tea with lunch or dinner? Tea has less caffeine per cup than coffee, usually half as much or even less, say 35 to 55 milligrams. However, tea does not always have less caffeine than coffee. For example, there is one kind of tea brewed in South America called mate, spelled M-A-T-E, but pronounced mate. This tea can have up to 150 milligrams per cup. That's much more caffeine than most coffee. What else do people drink at lunch or dinner? Cola. The amount of caffeine in colas varies greatly, depending on the brand. In general, cola has less caffeine than both coffee and tea. Surprised? I'll bet some of you are. There is one cola, however, that is very high in caffeine. It is from Africa and is called Africola. Africola has 100 milligrams of caffeine per 12-ounce serving. Still, this is less caffeine than a typical cup of coffee, since a cup of coffee is about 8 ounces.